And time now to hear from some of you as we read from your letters. Here to help me, day-to-day senior producer and letters editor, Steve Proffitt.
Thank you, Alex, and praise, high praise, for your interview with former Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith.
He's one of the architects of the Bush administration's argument for invading Iraq. The Pentagon's inspector general said that he had ignored CIA evidence to the contrary when making a case that Saddam Hussein had ties to al-Qaeda.
This was, to put it gently, Alex, a spirited interview, I think you'd have to say. Here's what listener Frankie Glass wrote from Burbank, California. It was so refreshing to hear an interview actually rebut the obfuscation that members of this administration use to avoid answering difficult questions. And listener Bud Hazelcorn sends his congratulations. He writes, "Preparation is one thing, but being light enough on your feet to counterpunch takes some real presence of mind."
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Well, enjoy it, Alex, because at least one listener had a different view. "You allowed him to interrupt you," writes Norma D. Floyd of Lexington, Massachusetts. She goes on to say, "You should have interrupted him and put to him the questions the public wants answered."
All right. Well, thanks for that, too. And what else have we got?
Anna Nicole Smith. Several listeners were unhappy with our coverage, or really that we chose to cover the story of her death at all.
Oh, please, no. That lament comes from Los Angeles listener Niall Gibbons, who goes on, "Why does everyone have to do a report on the death of a fat ex-stripper who married a rich old man and got famous for being a drunk, drug-abusing tub of lard?"
Another listener is peeved, Alex, with the way Luke Burbank handled the story about this year's upcoming Ozfest.
That's Ozzy Osbourne's heavy metal concert tour. It features bands such as Dragon Force and Disturbed. And this year, the ticket price, as Luke reported to us, is zero. The concerts are going to be free.
That's right. Anyway, listener Wesson Humadi thought Luke's story was informative, but he hated the way Luke chose to end it. Here's the passage that offended Mr. Humadi.
"Who knows what America's headbangers will do with all that extra cash? Now that Ozfest is going to be free, maybe that pentagram tattoo they've been eyeing, or a bucket of pig's blood. Or how about this? Some freaking earplugs. They're going to need them."
Millions of people.
How ridiculous and rude, writes Mr. Humadi, who lives in Brookline, Massachusetts.
And he continues, "It's not 1985. The metal community is older, wealthier, and here to stay. Please don't patronize us."
Thanks for that, Wesson Humadi. And Hebe Quinton of Lyme, New Hampshire, is among those listeners who just don't get our humorist, Brian Unger. "Absolutely stupid and cheap," he says. "I wanted to throw up."
But across the country, in Corvallis, Oregon, listener Justin Mills is part of the pro-Unger faction. Quote, "The bit yesterday with the dictionary pronunciation guides," he says, "was cutting, unerringly accurate, and side-splittingly funny."
And finally, Alex, this about your story yesterday on the play All About Walken.
This is a show that features actors, male and female, young and old, doing impressions of the actor Christopher Walken.
"I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell."
Okay, that was just bizarre, writes Beverly Falls of Durham, North Carolina. "Very strange," she notes, and closes, "Keep up the good work."
If you have comments about our work, write us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. Very simple, very easy.
Senior producer, letters editor, and handyman Steve Proffitt, thank you for your help again.
You're welcome, Alex.